Okay, good morning. Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chaf Hey. Today's shiur, and I neglected to mention this yesterday, but today's shiur, many of the recent shiurim, as well as shiurim into the future, are sponsored by Avishai Nelsheva Newman, L'schus Rafua Shalema, for Avishai's father, Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, and also for a Rafua Shalema for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. We hope that the learning this morning serves as a zchus for a Rafua Shalema for Chaim Naftali ben Frimit Freida, Sarah Freida Bas Chaya, and all other Chole Yisrael, and we thank Avishai and Elisheva very much for the sponsorship. So we had left off yesterday, Chav Dalet Amud Beis, at the Mishnah towards the end of the Amud. So this Mishnah is going to introduce to us a couple of different categories of folks who are pasul to serve as Dayanim. There are going to be four general categories of people who are pasul, and we're going to see in the Gemara this is in addition to some other people who either earlier or later were deemed to be pasul for Dayanim, and we're going to spend much of today's daf delving into what exactly these four people or these four categories of people did wrong, how they could do tshuva if initially they were thought to actually have done one of these things so that they could then be kosher to become Dayanim, and really all on this topic. We're going to continue in this discussion tomorrow as well. So let's see the Mishnah on toward the bottom of Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Ve'elu Hein Hapsulin. And the following are the people who are pasul, both to serve as an aid and to serve as a dayan, Rashi explains. But let's focus on the psul to serve as a dayan. So, Mesachek Bekuvia, there's a guy who's Mesachek Bekuvia, which is a form of gambling. Vamalva Beribis, somebody who loans money with ribis, obviously that is Aser. Umafricha Yonim, and somebody who is Mafricha Yonim. So, we're going to see in the Gemara Machlokes what Mafricha Yonim is. The two main views are either Mafricha Yonim is a pigeon racer, so somebody who races pigeons. The other view is that Mafricha Yonim is somebody who uses a pigeon as a decoy. For example, a person has a collection of pigeons or doves or some sorts of birds. So he has a dove coat with a bunch of birds, and he wants to attract other birds from outside to come join his birds, to join his brood. So what he would do is he would take a rope, and tie one end of the rope to the rock, the other end of the rope to the bird's legs, and have the bird fly up around his dovecote. So other birds in the vicinity would see that bird, and they'd be prompted to come join that bird in the dovecote. And you know, so through that means, he's attracting other birds to come join his group over there. And v'socha reishvias, and also socha reishvias are puzzled to be dayanim. So Rashi says over here, what's the problem with a gambler? So Rashi says the problem with a gambler is that it's sort of like gazela, and we'll see in the Gemara why it's sort of like gazela, but it's sort of like gazela, and a gazlan is aser min haTorah to serve as a dayan or to serve as an aid, because the pasuk tells us al tashes rasha aid and kol shekein dayan, that if a rasha is not allowed to be an aid, certainly a rasha is not allowed to be a dayan. So we'll see why in the Gemara how these various categories are people who are sort of akin to gazlanim, and what's the problem with sochar shvius? Rashi explains hol v'chimun mamon mavir al divrei Torah, because the Torah says that you're not allowed to benefit, you're not allowed to profit from shvius produce, but because this guy is greedy, he's going to violate in Isser Torah, have like a Rasha de Hamas. He's considered again to be like a Rasha de Hamas. He's a mercenary. Because we know that he's going to be swayed by a bribe. Because if the guy is going to violate Divrei Torah in order to make a profit, we're afraid he's going to be dishonest in other ways in order to make a profit, and he cannot be trusted to be an aid or to be a dayan. So says the Gemara, says the Mishnah. So Amar Rav Shimon, Betchila Yukoronosan Asufe Shvias, somewhat cryptic statement which we're going to explain in the Gemara, that at first they used to call these people not Sochare Shvias, they used to call them Osfe Shvias, they used to call them gatherers of Shvias, Misher Rabu Hoanasim. However, when the oppressors became larger in number, when the oppressors proliferated, Chazru Likroson Sochare Shvias, Shvias. Then they started to call them Socharei Shvias instead of Osvei Shvias. So we'll see in the Gemara what exactly this cryptic statement means. Says the Mishnah Vayter, Amar Rav Yehuda, Emasai, when this is going back on Masachik Bekuvia, when is a Masachik Bekuvia usur to puzzle to be a dayan, Bizman Shainlen Umnis Elahu, when they have no other job and all they do is they gamble, Aval Yeshlen Umnis Elahu, however, if they have another job besides gambling, then ksherim, then they're going to be kosher to be, a dayan. So the Gemara is going to get into, does Rabbi Yehuda come to argue on the Tanakhama? If so, how exactly is he arguing on the Tanakhama? So we'll see all that in the Gemara. So says the Gemara, the first category of people who you told me it's possible to be a dayan is a mesachik bekuvia. So says the Gemara, mesachik bekuvia, maika ovid. What exactly is this guy doing that's wrong? So says the Gemara, Amar Rami Bar Chama Mishum Davi Asmachta, because it's a smachta, the asmachta lo kanya. And a smachta is not kona. So what's a smachta? So Rashi refreshes our recollection what a smachta is. We haven't seen the concept in a little bit. But a smachta is Hainu Dover de Aina no sein lo midaito, Ela Somechal Dover de Sheino de Sover Shehu Yachol and Atseach Upamim Sheminatzchen Oso. In other words, a smachta is a situation where he might win, he might lose, but he thinks he's going to win, and so therefore when he loses and he has to give up his money to the other guy, he never really intends to fully give over the money because it never dawns on him that the guy, and this is a problem with gamblers, people who are addicted to it, it never dawns on him that he's actually going to lose. So therefore he never reaches the point where he's gomera makne, where he voluntarily is makne his money to the other participant in the gambling game, because he always assumes he's going to win. And therefore, if somebody gambles and if somebody takes somebody else's money, because the other person was never gomera makne the money to him, it's as if he's stealing. He's not really stealing because he's not going over to him and he's not grabbing money, but he's taking money that was never niknet to him in a bona fide way, and therefore that's sort of like gzela. So that is the view of Rami Bar Chama, that it's a smachta and a smachta is lokanya, and therefore it's me'ein gezel. Rav Sheshes says no. Kol ki agavna lava smachta. This type of situation is not a smachta. Rashi explains it's not a smachta because the guy understands that the game is a game of chance, and therefore there's no such thing that he's not gomera makne because he expects to win. On what basis does he actually expect to win? He should know that gambling is a game of chance. Heads, tails, 50% you're going to win, 50% you're going to lose. And therefore, he is gomera makne. Says Rashi, what's the case of a smachta? The case of a smachta is where he's making a tanai on something that he views to be within his domain, within his control. So, for example, we saw this at the end of Baba Basra. We have a guy who owes somebody $100. He has only $50. So he pays the guy back $50, but instead of writing a receipt or ripping up the shtar or writing a new shtar for the $50 balance, he gives the whole $100 shtar to a shalish, to a third party, and he says to the third party, listen, I'm going to pay him back right now is August 10th. I'm going to pay him back by August 31st. If I don't pay him back by August 31st, you give the whole shtar back to the malveh, and therefore the malveh is going to be able to collect $100 from me again. Or a guy who's a sharecropper and says, listen, if I work the field and if it doesn't produce a boom crop, then I'm going to pay you with the best of what I have. Or something, because he feels that it's within his control, it's within his power to actually pay back the money or to cause the field to grow. But over here, it's such a game of chance. He doesn't really have any expectation that he's going to win or that he's going to lose. And therefore, that's not considered to be a smachta according to Rav Sheshes. In that case, if it's not a smachta, so what did the guy do wrong? So why is a mesachik bekuvia puzzle to be a dayan? It's not a smachta. Elo l'fisheina oskin b'yeshuva shalolam. Because they are not osek b'yeshuva shalolam. In other words, they're not engaged in pursuits of worthy activities. All they do is they waste their time gambling. So it's mashma, the Rishonim point out that from Rav Sheshes, it's mashma that there's no isser to gamble, The reason that the gambler is puzzled to be a dayan is because he lacks the exposure and the sophistication. He lacks the exposure to worldly matters. He's just not osake in matters that are of concern day to day to litigants, and that's why he can't serve as a dayan. But there's not necessarily anything wrong with gambling. There is a famous shita of the Rambam that we'll mention also in a little bit, that it is usur to gamble. The only issue with gambling is that he's ena osek b'yeshuva shel olam. That's right, says the Rambam, you have a choice. You could do one of two things. Either you could spend your day learning, or you could spend your day working, but whatever it is, you have to spend your day being productive somehow. Gambling is not a productive way of spending your day, therefore the Rambam would say that gambling is actually usur. So anyway, so far we've had two views as to what's the problem with gambling. Either it's a smachta, and it's like main gezel, or it's ena osek b'yeshuva shel olam. So now the Gemara is going to try to seize on the nafkamina. So my benayu. So what's the difference between these two shitas? Zikim benayu dugamar umnaso achriti, where you have another job. So if you have another job, according to Rav Sheshes, you're kosher to be a dayan because you are osik bishuba shalolam. According to Rami Bar Chama, you're still going to be puzzled to be a dayan because even though you have another job, when you're gambling, that's an esmachta, and you're sort of stealing from the people who are losing their wager to you. Says the Gemara Vayter. The Tanya is what we change, the Tanan, as we learn, as in our Mishnah, Amar Rav Yehuda, Emasai, when is a gambler puzzled to be a dayan? Bizman she'en lo umnes elohu. Avo yesh lan umnes shelohu. Harezek sherim. However, if they do have another job, then they're going to be kosher. Alma time of demasnisim yishum yishuva shalolam. So we see, according to Rav Yehuda at least, that the reason in our Mishnah why Masachet Pekuvya is puzzled to be a dayan is because ain osik b'yishuva shalolam. That's why Rav Yehuda stipulates the only time he's puzzled to be a dayan is when he doesn't have another job, but when he has another job, he's going to be kosher. Says the Gemara, kasha l'rami bar chama. So this is a kasha to Rami bar chama. So says the Gemara, v'chi tema polig rabbanon aleh de Rav Yehuda. And if you want to say, what's the kasha on Rami bar chama? So Rami bar chama will hold like the Tanakama. Rav Yehuda was only the second view in our Mishnah. So maybe Rami bar chama holds like the Tanakama, who would say that the Mesachik Bekuvya is usur irrespective of whether he has another job. So if you want to say that Rav Yehuda argues on the Tanakama, so Rav Yeshua ben Levi, but Rav Yeshua ben Levi says, Kol Mokom Shomer Rav Yehuda, anytime Rav Yehuda introduces a statement in the Mishnah with the word Emasai Ubameh, with either the word Emasai or Bameh, Eina Ela Lafaresh Divrei Chachamim, he's coming to explain the Divrei Chachamim. Rav Yochanan Amar, and Rav Yochanan says, Emasai Lafaresh. When he uses the Lashon of Emasai, yes, he's coming to explain. However, Ubameh Lachlok, when Rav Yehuda uses the Lashon of Bameh, he's coming to be Cholek. However, in our Mishnah, Rav Yehuda uses the Lashon of Emasai, V'dekuli Alma Emasai Lafareshu, and everybody says Emasai is Lafaresh. So we see that Rav Yehuda is explaining the Shita of the Chachamim, and he says that the only time the gambler is Pasul is when he doesn't have another job, which is Mashma like Rav Sheshes, that the problem with gambling is that you're ain osik b'yishuva shel olam. It's a kasha on Rami Bar Chama, who said that the problem is one of a smachta, which should apply whether or not the gambler has another job. So says the Gemara, Gavra Karamis. What are you asking, Akasha? Okay, good. So Rami Bar Chama will hold that Rav Yehuda argues on the Chachamim even when he uses a lashon of Emasai. Gavra Karamis, Mar Savar Pligi. Omar Savar Lo Pligi. One Mandi Amar says that Rav Yehuda argues on the Shita of the Tanakama, and the other Mandi Amar will say that Rav Yehuda doesn't argue on the Shita of the Tanakama. So Rav Sheshes will say Rav Yehuda is coming to explain the Tanakama. Rami Bar Chama will say that Rav Yehuda, despite his Lashon of Emasai, is coming to argue on the Tanakama. But the Tanakama, who holds that gamblers are flat out puzzled to be Dayanim, they hold that the reason is because because it's a violation of Asmachta, and Asmachta lo kanya, it's Kain Gezel. Says the Gemara, Velo Pligi, but can you really say that Rav Yehuda doesn't argue on the Tanakama? Vatanya, but we see in a Braisa, Bein Sheyesh lo Umnes Shelohu, Bein She'ein lo Umnes Elohu, whether or not the gambler has another job, Hareze Puzzle, the gambler is going to be puzzled to be a Dayan. So says the Gemara, Hahi Rav Yehuda Mishum Rabbi Tarfon Hi. That's the sheet of Rav Yehuda in the name of Rav Tarfon. The Tani Rav Yehuda Mishum Rav Tarfon Li Olam Ein Echad Mehan Nazir Lefi Shelo Nitna Lizirus Ella Lafla. That is the special shita that holds, that's Rav Yehuda Rav Tarfon, who holds that such a thing like a Mesachik Pekuvia is going to be considered an asmachta. So what's this case of Naziris that we're talking about? So Rashi explains that we're dealing with two guys who are sitting around, and they see somebody passing in the distance. They don't know exactly who it is, and one of them says, I'm going to be a Nazir. And now by Naziris, you need a declaration of Naziris. So one guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir if that guy's a Nazir. The other guy says, I'm going to be a Nazir if that guy's not a Nazir. So says the Gemara in Maseches Nazir, so the answer is that neither of them are a Nazir. How can neither of them be a Nazir? The guy you pass by is either a Nazir or he's not a Nazir. So one of them took a vow of Naziris if he is. One of them took a vow of Naziris if he isn't. And therefore one of them should be a Nazir. So why is the halacha, why is the outcome in this case that no one is a Nazir? So the reason that no one is a Nazir is because by Naziris, the vow of Naziris has to be based on something that is determined, something that is known. So you could say, I am a Nazir, if you see who the person is, you could say, I'm a Nazir if that's Reuven. And so you see Reuven's right in front of you, and therefore you're going to be a Nazir. But in lo nitna Naziris elo lafla means that the vow of Naziris has to be placed on something that's certain, not something that is B'makom Suffolk. Since there's a Suffolk here as to whether that person is a Nazir or not, and at the time that they make the declaration of Naziris, they don't know whether they're going to be a Nazir because they don't know whether the guy who's passing by is in fact a Nazir. That is not a valid vow of Naziris. That's not a valid vow of Naziris. And therefore, whenever you have a suffix, it doesn't work. And therefore, the extension of this, which is a little hard to understand, says Tosfos, but the extension of this is that so too, something can be considered an asmachta, even if it is totally left up to chance. Just like a vow of Naziris is not good if anything is left up to chance, something that is even that's left up to chance is still considered to be an asmachta. Tosfa says, I don't understand what this whole Gemara is talking about, because the whole concept of lo nitna Naziris elo lafla is based on the pasuk that says ish ki yafli. It's based on a word in the pasuk. So maybe by Naziris, there's a special halacha that the vow of Naziris has to attach to something that's certain and not something that's in a state of suffix. Why you would extrapolate that any time you have a suffix that's still considered to be an esmachta, Tosfos says, I don't understand. But what the Gemara is positing now is that there is a view that something can be considered an esmachta even when it's totally besuffic, because even when gambling, which is totally left up to chance, the gambler still might assume, well, I'm never going to lose, and therefore it's esmachta if the other guy takes from him. Okay, the next category in the Mishnah was Malve Beribis. So says the Gemara, Samar Rava, Lova Beribis Pasul Eidus. If you borrow with Ribis, you're going to be Pasul Eidus. Vanantanan Malve Beribis. We said that only one who loans money with Ribis is Pasul Eidus. Why are you Pasul Eidus if you borrow money with Ribis? Says the Gemara, Milva Ba Beribis. No, what it means is that a Milva that has Ribis associated with it, all of the parties to that transaction are going to be Pasul Eidus, both the Malve and the Lova. So bar benitus asidu betre sadi. So two witnesses testified against bar benitus. Chad amar kamedidi ozif berabi. So one says that he loaned money with ribis in front of me. Chad amar lididi ozfi beribisa. And the other guy said he actually loaned money to me with ribis. So pasle rava labar benisus. So rava pasle bar benisus to be an aide or to be a dayan. Says the Gemara, va rava hu diamar lava beribis pasle edis. So how was rava? How did rava pasle bar benisus on the basis of this testimony? I thought Rava was the one who told me that if a person borrows money with Ribis, then he's going to be Pasul Eidus, Vahavile Rasha. One of the guys who testified against Barbanesus is the guy who claimed that Barbanesus loaned him money with Ribis. So one of the guys who testified was the guy who borrowed money with Ribis. And if you tell me that a guy who borrows money with Ribis is Pasul Eidus, how is it that he's able to be believed to Pasul Barbanesus to be a dying or to be an aid? So Vaharavu Damar Lava Baribis Pasul Aidis Vabile Rasha Vatora Amra Altashes Rasha Aid, that you cannot have a Rasha serve, they cannot have a Rasha serve as an aid. So says the Gemara, Rava Latamei, well, Rava holds according to his own reasoning, Diamar Rava, Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo, and Adam, a person is considered to be a relative, Lagabe himself, and you're not allowed to be made on a Karav, obviously, and Ve'ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. So this is a roundabout way of saying, of using the phrase that Rava abides by of Palginan Dibure. So what we do is, we basically believe half of his statement, because he's not believed to incriminate himself, so he's not believed to say that Bar Benisos loaned me money with Ribbis, because taking a loan by Ribbis is usur, and therefore he's not believed to incriminate himself. So we break his statement into two different parts. Bar Benisos made a loan with Ribbis to me. So we don't believe him when he says to me, because he's not believed to incriminate himself, but we do believe him when he says Bar Benisos made a loan with Ribbis. That's why this guy is going to be mitzaref with another aid to Pasul Bar Benisos.
What does that mean? So what was the fact? What was the truth?
So the truth was he loaned this aid money with Ribbis, but we simply don't believe the aid to be made on himself to incriminate himself. So all that we take from his testimony is that Bar Benisos made a loan with Ribbis, which again is enough to passel him.
Did he make the loan too?
So we write that out of the testimony.
But he had to make the loan to somebody. In fact, he made a loan to somebody.
Correct.
Did he make the loan to the?
He did make the. He did make
to
the
individual. Or he made the loan to somebody.
He did make the loan to the individual. But the concept of Palgina Dibure means we're only taking certain of his statement as fact. That's it.
Hard to understand.
Okay. So says the Gemara. Vayter. Sahu Tavcha. There was a butcher. The ishtakech the nafka treifosa metusa yade. It turns out that he was selling treifas. This was a maisa shahaya back in Muncie a couple of years ago. They found out that all the meat that a kosher store was selling was all treifa, and that's why it tasted so good. So pasle Rav Nachman v'avrei. So Rav Nachman pasled him le'edus and to be a dayan v'avrei, and they removed him from his position as a butcher as well. So Ozal Rebbe. So Azal Rabbi Mazia Viturfe. So the butcher went, he grew his hair and his fingernails in a sign of repentance. And Sofer Rav Nachman Lach Shure. So Rav Nachman thought, oh yeah, the guy's done tshuva, so now we can once again make him kosher to be an eder, to be a dayan. So Amale Rava, Dilma Rume Kamarim, maybe he's tricking us. Elamaita Kanase, what should he do if he wants to be reinstated? Kid Ravidi Baravin, Diamar Ravidi Baravin, a choshed ala treifas, if a person is choshed ala treifas, ain't lo takana. So he is only takanas to go to a place where they don't recognize him. The yachzor aveda bedavar chashav, and if he finds an aveda that's a very expensive aveda, he has to return it. Or he should have the opportunity again to sell treifa, and he should not. And he should withstand the temptation from profiting from the treifa. He should give it away instead of selling it. So the Mefarshim are bothered here. Why exactly we're putting the butcher through the ringer? Usually, when somebody does an avera, it's considered as if he did tshuva, if he renounces the avera and commits that he's never going to do the avera again. So why does this guy have to go to a different city and he has to happen across an aveda and put himself in the same position and then withstand the temptation to sin again? So the Ramban says that the Chachamim were more stringent with the butcher, because the butcher was considered to be, back then, it was like a little bit of a public appointment. It was like a public figurehead in the town, and he was machshil other people to sin, and therefore this is very different than a guy who just does an avera that impacts himself. This guy was in a position of trust. He violated the public trust. He caused other people to sin. That's why we're going to be a little bit more strict with him. Rabbeinu David explains that the reason that we're more strict with his tshuva process is because, remember, this guy's avera caused him to lose his job. So why are we afraid that his tshuva is going to be insincere, even though usually we're not afraid that tshuva is insincere? Because we're afraid that he might be showing tshuva, he might be demonstrating that he's doing tshuva because he wants his job back. So what's the way that we can guard against an insincere tshuva? If he actually is presented with the opportunity to profit, because the whole reason that the guy sold treifa is because treif meat is cheaper than kosher meat, and he was able to make a profit on it. So if he has the ability to profit, but he shows that he's resisting the temptation, that's the only true tshuva here for this butcher. All right, so says the Gemara, now Vayter, now the third category of people who are puzzled to be Edom and Dayanim, Mafricha Yonim. So my Mafricha Yonim, what are these Mafricha Yonim? Sakar Tagimo Itakdimo Yonach Leon. It means that they're pigeon racers. So Rav Chama Bar Yoshi Amar, or Rav Chama Bar Yoshi says, no, it means a pigeon decoyer. So Rashi explains, Malumad Lahavi Yonim Mi Mekoman Lebeis Bailim Al Karcham Vieshbem Gezel. That you set up this pigeon to fly as a decoy and attracts other birds, so it's going to attract other birds to his dovecot. So Mandi Amar, Iktakdime Yonach Leon, my time alo Amar Ara, the Mandi Amar says that it's pigeon racing, why didn't he say that it's a pigeon decoyer? So Amar Lecha Ara, B'mnei Darkei Shalom Ba'alma, because he says, well, these people are puzzled to be Dayanim and Edim because of what Rashi explained on the Mishnah, that it's sort of like Gezela. But sort of like Zayla, so I understand if you're gambling, it's sort of like Zayla, because the person never assumes that he's going to lose, and therefore he's never makne his money to you. And pigeon racing is like horse race. People gamble on it. People used to gamble on it. But Ara, but if you're using a pigeon decoy, so which pigeons are you attracting? You're not attracting private pigeons. The pigeons aren't owned by people who have the land that the pigeons are nesting on. They're just there, and sometimes they're on that guy's property, but they're not privately owned. And therefore, if you attract those pigeons, it's not really gzela because you're not stealing from anybody. It's only also mishum darkei shalom because those other people will want the pigeons on their property. You're diverting the pigeons. So you're not a nice guy, but it's not a problem of gzela. So mandi amar ara, and the mandi amar who says that it's a pigeon decoy, my time alo amar itaktime yonach leon. Why didn't he say that they're pigeon racers? They'll say because that's considered masachei pekuvia. Why do I need to examples of gambling in our Mishnah? That's why you can't be pigeon racing. So says the Gemara Vayter. So Vidach, now, okay, so according to the Mandi Amar who says that it is a pigeon race, why do you need both the case of Masachei Pekuvia and the case of Mafricha Yonim? Why do you need two cases of gambling? Vidach, Tona Tola Bedas Atzmo, that one case is where Tola Bedas Atzmo, that by regular gambling, it's still considered to be an Esmachta, even though it's, you know, even though really it's totally a game of chance, it's still considered to be an Esmachta. Vetona Tola Bedas Yono, and then we bring a case where you're Tola Bedas Yono, where you're relying on your pigeon to win the race ahead of the other guy's pigeon. V'tzricham, we need both these cases. Ditana tola b'das atzmo, if we only had the case of Masachik Bekovia, where he's tola b'das atzmo, hasamu delo gamara makne. Maybe over there, that's where it's a gzela problem, because he's never gamara makne the money to the other guy, diyamar kimli b'denav shoy, diyadina tfei. Because even though gambling, you would think it's a total game of chance, he'll say, no, I'm confident in my gambling ability. I know I'm going to win. Aval tola b'das yono emalo, but maybe by the pigeon race, he'll figure it's totally arbitrary, and therefore it's not an esmachta problem, because he will voluntarily give over his money to his friend. Vitana tola b'das atzma, but tola b'das yono, and the flip side is, if all we had the case was of tola b'das yono, the Amar Benatcha Talya Milsa. Over there, that's where he's not going to give up the money voluntarily, because he'll assume that it's all dependent on the clacker. What clacker? So the way they used to make the pigeons run is they used to bang two sticks together, they would make a noise, and that would excite the pigeons and cause them to run. And he would assume that that the outcome rests with who clacks better, Benaksha Talia Milza, Vanaya Dana Linakushe Tfei, and I know how to work the clacker better than the other guy, and I'm more skilled at this, and therefore he's not voluntarily giving up his money. Avotola Badas Atzmo Emolo, however, by Tola Badas Atzmo, maybe I would think that it's not a smachta because he does give up his money voluntarily because he knows that it's all subject to chance. Therefore, it's Richa. Therefore, we need both of these cases. So the Yad Ramah just points out that, remember, we had a machlokas in the beginning of this year between Rami Bar Chama and Rav Sheshes, whether Masachik Bekuvia was pasul le'edus and to be a dayan because of esmachta, or whether Masachik Bekuvia was pasul to be a dayan because of eina osek b'yeshuva shalolam. So this whole discussion is only shayich in the shita of Rami Bar Chama, who holds that Masachei Pekuvia is puzzle because of Esmachta. That's why we have to explain, why would we need another case of gambling mentioned in the Mishnah? Why would I need to bring down Mafricha Yonim as well if they're both
if they're both possible because of asmachta, and that's why we say the tzrichasa, because I might not think that asmachta applies in both of these cases. However, according to Rav Sheshes, who says that the reason is eina osek bi yeshuva shel olam, you know, we don't have to explain at all why we have two types of we wouldn't have to explain at all why we have two types of gambling. Once you're a gambler, zayin osek bi yeshuva shel olam, they should be possible no matter what. So it would come out, according to Rav Sheshes would have to hold that mafricha yonim doesn't mean a pigeon race, because that's a form of gambling. According to Rav Sheshes, mafricha yonim means ara, right? Mafricha yonim means pigeon decoying. So we have one case of gambling. That guy is going to be pasul l'dayanus because of ein osek b'yeshuva shel olam. And then we have another case of decoying. That guy is going to be pasul because it's like a little type of it's a little bit like a type of gzela. Says the Gemara Vayter. So five lines down from the top. So meisveh masachik b'kuvya. So masachik b'kuvya ein lo ein amasachim b'pispasin. These are people who play with wooden cubes. V'lo b'pispasin b'lvad amru. Not only with wooden cubes. Ela afilu klipe yagozim. Even with the shells of almonds. V'klipe rimonim and the pomegranate shells. In other words, they would, if you're a dice player, you could gamble with whatever. Implement you could take bets on whatever you want. So ve'emasai chazarasan. And when are they chozer b'tshuva? So miyishiyishbrus b'pispasin. Same when they break their cubes, v'yachzurem chazor gemura da filu bechinam lo avdi, and that you won't gamble even for fun. That shows that you have done complete tshuva. Malva beribis. When we say malva beribis, it's echad a malva v'echad a lova. It's both the malva and the lova. They're both pasul. Vimasai chazarasan. When are you considered to have been chozer b'tshuva? Meshiikru eshtareim. When you rip up the shtar, even though you're disadvantaged when you rip up the shtar, because now you've converted it from a milva b'shtar to a milva alpeh, you have less of an ability to collect from lakuchos, from mishubadim, but still you have to rip up the shtar. The mefarshim explain, obviously you have to return the ribbis that you collected also if you're the malve. The achzurim chazor gemura afilu lenachri lomosfe, that you're not going to lend ribbit, you're not going to lend money with ribbis even to a guy for whom it's mutter to lend money to ribbis to a guy, but you shouldn't do it because it still gets you into the habit of loaning with ribbis. So chazara gemura is where you don't loan with ribbis, even where it's technically permitted to do so. Mafricha yonim elu.
About the borrower.
What's that?
You said it's also the lender and also the borrower are both puzzles.
So right.
So the lender
doesn't lend again. Right.
But the borrower, it's good for him not to have a shtar.
It's good for him not to have. It's good for him not.
The other fellow, he doesn't have a shtar.
Right. He doesn't. It. Right.
So
he
doesn't. So right.
Senachanam. He's chozer b'tshuva by not borrowing money again. The Gemara assumes that the reason that you borrow money with ribbis, it's sort of a little unfair, my own view, but the reason that they borrow money with ribbis is because they have such a taiva for money that they're willing to violate this avera. See,
that's the reason why they're lending them.
No. The Rashi also explained that the reason that they're borrowing is because they have such a chiman mamon that they need the money so badly that they're borrowing with ribbis. That's why I say, right, so he's desperate. That's why he's taking the money.
Yeah.
Okay, so, enechanami. I happen to agree with you.
Maybe a person is really desperate. It wouldn't be so puzzle for him.
It doesn't draw a distinction. So says the Gemara, Mafricha Yonim, Elu Shemamre Mesayonim. These are people who incite the pigeons. So in order to race, Velo Yonim Bilvad Amru Ela Filu Behema Chayav Oof. Even regular animals. So Vemesai Chazarasan, and when are you Chozer B'tshuva? Misha Yishbruas Pigmeim, when you break your clackers. The Achzorim Chazor Gemura Da Filu B'midbar Nami Lo Avdi. That you don't do this sort of thing even in the desert. So Rashi explains, even in the desert, what does the desert have to do with this? According to the Mandamar, who says that Marfichionim is Ares, the pigeon decoyer, that means that you're not going to decoy animals even in the desert, because in the desert there are no other animals who you might attract to your dovecot. According to the Shita, that Marfichionim means a pigeon racer, so the way that you'd be Chozer B'tshuva if you're a pigeon racer is the same way you'd be Chozer B'tshuva if you're Masachik B'kuvya, in that you wouldn't engage in this activity even if it's for free, even if you're not wagering any money on it. Socha reshvias, who are socha reshvias? Elo shenosim venosim bepei reshvias. These are people who transact with pei reshvias. Vemesai chazarasan, and when are you chozer b'tshuva? Mishetagia shvias acheres. When another shvias comes, v'yibadluam, when you separate from and when you resist from transacting with pei reshvias. Rama Rav Nechemi, lo chazaras varim belvad amru, ela chazaras mamon. It's got to be a chazaras mamon. So what's a chazaras mamon? Ketzad, omra ani ploni bar ploni, kinasti masayim zuz bepei reshvias, varein esunim b'matana la'aniyim. So you have to give away all that you profited from pei reshvias, you have to give away to aniyim. So ketani miyas behema. So let's go back to the case of mafrichayonim. We said not only mafrichayonim, but also other behemas. So we said, so what is it that you're doing with these other behemas? So bishlam alamandi amar, if we're talking about a race, so I understand you could race pigeons, you could also race other animals. People race horses, people race dogs, etc., etc. Ela lamandi amar ara, but according to the mandi amar, it says that it's a decoy. So behema basachi is a behema subject to a decoy. So we say in yes, bishara bar with a wild char. So you could take a wild char, and that wild char can also decoy other animals. Now, kamandi amar shara bar min behemahu. There happens to be a machlokas. Is a shara bar a behema or is it a chaya? It has a nafkamina to kisei adam because you have to do kisei adam only for blood of a chaya, not for blood of a behema. It also has a nafkamina, says Rashi, about chelev, because chelev of behema is aser, chelev of a chaya is mutter. Sharabor is a machlokas whether it's a chaya or if it's a behema. This mandiamar holds that sharabor is a behema. That's why you're not allowed to do a decoy even with a sharabor, with a wild shur that you might send into the wild to attract other wild animals to come back to your property. Ditnan, shorabor min behema. We have a Mishnah, shorabor is a min behema. And Rav Yossi argues, Rav Yossi Amar min chayu. Tana, so now we have another, we add to the list of people who are apostle. Hosifa aleim, we added agazlanim, vachamsanim. So says the Gemara, Gazlan? Gazlan deraisahu. A Gazlan, the reason that a Masache Bekuvia and these other guys are usher is because, as Rashi explained to us in the Mishnah, it's Ka'ain Gzela. So now you're going to tell me they added Gazlanim? Gazlanim are the basic people who are going to be puzzle to be a Dayan. We're talking about a guy who steals something from a Kherashot of a Katan, from something that a Kherashot of a Katan found. So Meikara Sover Matthias Kherashot of a Katan lo Shchicha. So at first they thought that Matthias Kherashot of a V'katan is not shchiach, inami b'mnei darkei shalom ba'alma, or they thought that it's only usher because of darkei shalom, because the chereshot of a katan is incapable of actually making a kinyan on their metzia, and therefore when you take it from them, it's not really stealing. Given the chazu, the sof sof monu, the kashakli paslunu rabbanan. However, when they saw that at the end of the day, They're actually taking money from a chereshot of a katan, the rabbanan pasul them. Rashi explains, va'avri atakanta d'rabbanan mach maschim and mamon. Why? Because they're showing that they're willing to violate atakanta d'rabbanan because of their lust for money. They have to be pasul adayonis because we can't trust them around money. We can't trust them to rule honestly. Hacham sonim, people who grab things. So what they think also, meikaras of our dummy kayav. They thought, what's the big deal? He's giving the money. Akroi bi'almahu. It happens only periodically that they do this. Given the chazut chachatvi gazru rabbanan. However, when the rabbanan saw that they were so lusting after this item that they would grab it first and only after that they would pay, the rabbanan said, "No, we have to passel them for dayanas." Tana odosifa aleim haroim. They also added shepherds, agabam, tax collectors, vamochsen, and customs collectors. Roim may karasavar. What about the roim? What about the shepherds? May karasavar akroi bialmahu. At first, they thought that if the sheep ever graze in somebody else's property, it's only happenstance. Given the chazu, the kamachavni v'shadu lechatchila gazru rabbanan. However, when they saw that the shepherds were lechatchila sending their sheep to other people's property to graze, that's obviously theft or a form of theft. Therefore, they were gozer. At first they thought, oh, so this guy's a tax collector, but he's taking whatever's coming to him. In other words, whatever the people owe, he collects. And so you're allowed to collect taxes. But even the chazu, the kashakli, yisera paslinu. However, when they saw that they were collecting extra more than the people actually owed to, in order to keep the skim, in order to keep the profit for themselves, they parcel them. Oh, so let's stop over here. We'll pick up tomorrow with the various types of roim who are going to be parcel of Dionysus and parcel of Edis. And we'll also see some stories about very honest tax collectors.